Unit 1, Behind the Scenes, pages 31 to 33.
The Bobsledder's Jacket by Tim Myers, Part 1. For as long as he could remember, Jack had dreamed of being in the Olympics. For years he'd worked hard to become a good bobsledder, training and practicing, always getting better. Now he and his partners were in Sapporo, Japan, for the Winter Olympics, as the American bobsled team. They were on their way to the opening parade. Athletes from all over the world were gathering to march into the Olympic Stadium. Jack and his partners were laughing and joking, and their hearts were beating with joy. Everything was perfect. Well, almost everything. The sleeve of Jack's Olympic jacket had been torn. He loved the red, white, and blue jacket, with USA on the front and the Olympic rings on the back. But earlier that day, he'd torn it climbing a fence. "Too bad about your jacket," his friend Bill told him. "Oh well," Jack said, "I don't think anyone will notice." "They'll notice it," said Bill. "Japanese soldiers notice things like that. They'll probably laugh at us." Jack didn't answer. Bill's father had been killed by Japanese soldiers in the island battles of World War II. Jack knew Bill felt uneasy about being in Japan. Suddenly, a little Japanese girl came up to Jack and pointed right at the tear in his sleeve. Jack smiled at her, not knowing what to do. So he said, "Ohio, good morning." The little girl said "Ohio" back to him, and a lot more. She kept speaking words that he couldn't understand and pointing to his torn sleeve. Jack looked at his friends and shrugged. "I don't know what she wants," he said. The little girl began to tug at his jacket. Her eyes were very bright, and her straight black hair fell over the back of her winter coat. "What are you doing?" Jack asked, but he knew she couldn't understand him. Suddenly, she started taking off her own coat. Then she looked up at him. "She wants you to take off your jacket," Bill said. "Oh, I get it," said Jack. "She wants to try it on." "Sure, kid. Here you go." He slipped off the jacket and gave it to the girl. She took it and bowed. He bowed too. But when he raised his head again, she was running off with his jacket. "Hey," he cried. "The little thief," Bill shouted. "She's stealing it." Jack ran a few steps after her, but in an instant she disappeared along the crowded street. "I'm telling you, Jack, you can't trust these people," Bill said in a loud voice, his eyes blazing. "Be quiet, Bill. Some of them may speak English," one of the other bobsledders said. Bill said nothing, but his face was still red with anger. "So now what do I do?" Jack asked. "I need my jacket for the parade." "Don't hold your breath, Jack," another bobsledder said. "You'll just have to go as you are."